took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every...
Praise the Lord this morning. Today is Friday, Feel the Fire Friday. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We tackle life's everyday issues, your everyday issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. So I am here Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in via phone by calling 323-870-4180 or online at our website of feelthefire.com. We complete a new topic and I assign a new task at the end of the broadcast each day. Well, our topic for this morning is love never fails. Love never fails. And we are coming from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, as well as access my separate law office site from my ministry website, and that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I am reading from the KJV. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And I go back to that first sentence in verse number 8. Love never fails. What is our topic for this morning? Love never fails. Today is Friday. It is the end of the work week for most of us. And it is that time when we begin to get our second wind. We begin to get our groove on and get rejuvenated. You know, it's Friday and Friday night. We're coming up to the weekend, and not just any weekend, but Super Bowl weekend. So you know this is the time where we start preparing. We're tearing out of work this evening, ready for the Super Bowl festivities. We got Super Bowl on the brain. We got partying on the mind. We got all of this celebration ready. But throughout all of that process, the thing that we find ourselves forgetting about is to make sure that as we are preparing to party with everyone else, that as we are preparing to get our groove on with our friends, that as we are preparing to get together for that big Super Bowl party on Sunday and watch the Patriots and the Falcons go at it, to remember that the love that needs to be expressed for the people that we have, the love that needs to be there as we're celebrating and realizing that others can't even celebrate, is to remember that love never fails. See, this is the month of February, and all throughout this week, I've been dealing with love, because love cannot just be a noun. Love must be an action verb. On Monday, we talked about what's love got to do with it, and we answered everything. Tuesday, we talked about Jesus loves me, this I know. Wednesday, fight for what you love. And on yesterday, love speaks through meekness. Well, now we got to deal with the fact that love never fails, because as you're planning to do all of these things, you got to remember to plan to love and cover those you love the most. I tell you, it is so easy to get caught up in life's everyday routine, life's everyday anxieties, life's everyday needs, and just kind of take for granted those whom you love and not cover them and not show them that you love them. It is so easy to get hyped about the weekend and hyped about doing all these things that you want to do for yourself and not really focus on those who matter most and their needs as well and covering them. And you may say, well, what does that have to do with love never failing? It has everything to do with it, because the scripture that we just read said the greatest of all emotions, the greatest of all feelings, the greatest of everything about your day is love, is more important, is more powerful than just having faith, is more powerful than just having hope. The greatest thing that sustains you, that draws others to you, that encourages those around you is love. So love has to never fail. But the only way that happens on a sustained, perpetual basis is if you make love an action verb, is if you take time to prioritize those you love most, because when you do that, love will never fail. It won't fail in your marriage. It won't fail in your significant other if you're not married yet. It won't fail with your children. It won't even fail with you being able to love yourself. Love is that powerful that it will cover a multitude of faults and sins. Love is so powerful that it will draw you toward a person when you didn't even feel like talking to them. Love is so powerful that it will make you exclude others to the priority of those who matter most. Love is so powerful that it will cause you to lie down or lay down your life for those who matter most. You'll stand in their stead like Jesus did for us, because that love never fails. And if you don't believe me, fall out of love, step out of love, or as a powerful person in my life says, step out of rest
and you'll see what happens. You'll see how things will begin to fall apart. You'll see how Satan will gain a foothold. You'll see how you'll be bickering over things that are not worth arguing over. You'll see how you are walking around toxic, bitter, angry, focusing on bad thoughts, pondering doing sinful things because you stepped out of love. So I encourage you this morning, as you go throughout the weekend, to remember that the greatest gift you have, the greatest weapon you have throughout this whole weekend, in every encounter, every conversation, whether you're at the Super Bowl party after church or at church or wherever you are, is that the love will never fail. Because during Super Bowl weekend, people will say a lot of things. People will get rowdy. Sometimes they'll get drunk. Sometimes fights will occur. All of these opportunities to step out of love, to step out of rest. But I'm telling you, stay in love. It won't fail you. Cover your household in love. It won't fail them. Cover your children in love, your parents in love, your siblings, your nieces and nephews. Cover your cousins in love. It won't fail them. Cover your coworkers in love, your friends in love. All of those you will encounter throughout this party weekend, cover them in love, and it'll never fail. Cover yourself in love, and you won't fail God, and you won't fail yourself. I just feel so loved this morning, and I feel like giving love. I'm telling you, woo, it never fails. Let's get ready and go into prayer because I want to make an announcement about a change I'm going to make on Friday so I can get you even more involved. Hallelujah. Begin to praise the Lord for love this morning. Wherever you are, just begin to thank him. Begin to say, I thank you for love, Jesus. I praise you for love, Jesus. Because love never fails. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify you on this Friday. You have brought us all through this week. We've encountered hell and high water. We've encountered negative situations. We've encountered adversity. But throughout all of it, your love for us has never failed. And it has strengthened us. It has bolstered us. It has corroborated our ability to be conquerors, to be the head and not the tail, to lend, give, and not borrow. Your love has covered us. And because of your love, we've been able to walk in victory. We've been able, Lord, to walk in a spirit of knowing that we prevail in all things, that we are not defeated. Because your love, your love, your love, covered us in our sin. It covered us in our backslidden state. It covered us when we didn't even know we were out of alignment. Your love is that powerful that it never failed. So help us throughout today, throughout tomorrow, which is Saturday, throughout Sunday, to cover others in love, remembering that love will never fail. So if someone approaches us, Lord, and they have a rude attitude, help us to go back to that scripture we just read in 1 Corinthians 13, that love is not going to answer rudely. It's not going to behave itself unseemly, but that love is going to look them in the eye and see their spirit, and it's going to speak to the spirit and say, it's all right. Can we talk about this later? And let's talk about this a different way. Or I'm sorry, did I offend you? Because the love will never fail. It is the greatest of faith and hope and charity. It's love. So help us to have hearts of love, spirits of love in the name of Jesus. Amen. Begin to magnify the Lord, that today you are operating in a spirit of love for your fellow man, for your family, for everyone that you encounter, because love never fails. Come on and praise the Lord. His love for you never failed. You know how many times God loved you and forgave you. His love never failed. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. The Lord loves me. I love him. And I just love being loved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For those of you on this call who are not saved, who are in a backslidden state, I want to tell you that Jesus has love for you, and that love never fails. No matter what you've done, I don't care what you did this morning, what you did last night, God says if you'll come to him and ask forgiveness and repent, if you will accept him as your Savior, he will come in and live with you, sup with you, dine with you. If you're in a backslidden state, he said he's married to the backslider. Don't give up on God. This is not the time to grow weary in well-doing. This is not the time to give up. So let's get ready and let's just give you the opportunity to be saved or rededicate this morning. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come in your name this morning. Ask the forgiveness of every sin. I repent of my sinful lifestyle. Glory. I ask you to come in and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord for being a new Christian this morning. We welcome you into the family of the Lord. God loves you so much, or for being rededicated. I want you to make sure you go to church this weekend, okay? Let your pastor know that you are saved or rededicated. And if you haven't been going to church, find the church that is a good Bible teaching church. Get engaged, get involved. Remember that being saved does not mean that Satan won't try to entice you back into a world of sin. He will, but it means that you have the Lord within you, and so you have the power to overcome sin now. I welcome you into the family, my sister, my brother. Praise the Lord. And for those who are rededicated, I welcome you back in the name of Jesus. Come on and stay in a spirit of worship. Let me just give you this announcement. Starting on next Friday, which is always my Field of Fire Fridays, I'm going to start opening up the lines for prayer requests, questions, and comments, because sometimes people are reaching out to me about different questions on scriptural topics. And although I desire to answer those questions on the broadcast, sometimes, you know, I'm just in the flow of the spirit, and that's very hard to do, especially if some of your questions are not in alignment with that day's topic that the Lord has given me, because I don't plan my topics for the broadcast in advance. Each morning, the Lord gives me fresh manna from heaven as to what he wants me to give you for your hot breakfast for your soul on Morning Motivation. So starting next Friday, I will open the lines. If you have a question, if you have a prayer request, we're going to take that. We'll deal with that online, you on the broadcast. You won't have to say your name, so don't worry about that. And I'll give you more information on next Friday. But I don't want this to just be where you're hearing from me. I want to be able to hear from you and speak into your life and have discussion, because this is what we do, right? On Morning Motivation, we tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I want you to go to the website, listen to the other broadcasts if you missed them this week. This broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern, and the website is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Tune in Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. All of the tune-in information is on my website. Look, you got to feed your soul. You can't just feed your body. If you don't feed your body, your muscles waste away and you atrophy. If you don't feed your soul, then that's what happens with your spiritual strength. It wastes away. So I'll see you next Monday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Have a great Super Bowl weekend. And your task for today, which you're going to do every day this weekend, is to plan something that you have to do with those who matter most to exhibit love for them. You cannot go through this whole Super Bowl weekend spending all that time with just friends and not your family or those who matter most. So you have to exhibit the love. It can't just be saying it. I don't care what you do. It doesn't have to cost money. It could be your spouse, your children, your parents, your, you know, whomever. But whether it's going out to dinner, whether it's going to a picnic, whether it's just staying at home watching movies, whether it's pillow talk on the phone, whether it's playing a game with your kids, just spending time with your mother, somebody, every day this weekend that is a priority, that means something to you, you got to spend some time and exhibit love, make it an action word. And I want to hear about how that worked out. So next Friday, talk to me about that or send me your praise reports on my website, feeldthefire.com. I love you. I tell you what, love never fails. Oh my God. Love. God. praise.
Hallelujah.